And by phone from his office, here is Republican State Senator Tom McClintock. He probably is the most conservative major candidate in the recall race, but he has a reputation, even among conservatives, for reaching his own political conclusions, regardless of ideological orthodoxy. Hi, Senator McClintock. Thanks for being with us on Day to Day.
Well, thanks for having me.
Okay. Congratulations to you. Also, Carla Marinucci of the San Francisco Chronicle says she thinks you're the winner from last night.
Well, that's high praise. I have a great deal of respect for Carla, so that's very nice to hear. Thank you.
Okay, and now here's a question that occurs from Carla Marinucci, and I guess everyone else in California who's watching this. Are you at some point going to say, you know, I'm going to split the vote here, it's getting close, I should get out because Arnold Schwarzenegger at least is a Republican, he's getting more support than anyone else, and what's most important is that the party take the office?
Absolutely not. I'm in this race to the finish line. If you want to know how this campaign is going to come out, there's a movie out called Seabiscuit. Go see it, and you'll know how the campaign is moving.
Now, that's the story of the racehorse who everyone kind of undervalued, but he was the champion in the end.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we have all the momentum. I've gone from an asterisk to double-digit figures in the span of just a couple of weeks. And meanwhile, Arnold Schwarzenegger has been dead in the water in the major polls in the mid to low 20s. So if that trend continues over the next couple of weeks, I'll be surpassing him, and then I would expect all of the voices that have been calling for me to step aside to begin to call for him to step aside.
He remains, of course, an extraordinary figure, someone that people respond to. How, and the thing about this race is you're not just running against the Democrats, you're running against fellow Republicans as well. How are you going to beat the Terminator with his name recognition and his money?
Simply by telling people what I would do as governor. I mean, this really isn't an election against Arnold or even against Gray Davis or Cruz Bustamante. This is an election for the future of California. And as I've pointed out to folks, a new governor can mean a completely new direction. Within moments of taking the oath of office, I will sign an executive order to rescind the tripling of the car tax. I'll then act to void the $42 billion of outrageously overpriced electricity contracts that we've been locked into, and then I'll call a special session of the legislature to replace our workers' compensation law with Arizona's and bring our workers' comp costs down by two-thirds. All that can be done before lunch of the first day of this new administration. People need to understand this: we can dramatically change the direction of California with this single election.
But these aren't things that you can do by fiat, are they? These are things that you need the legislature to get behind you and say, okay, we agree to go along with that. And that's
Actually, no. Rescinding the tripling of the car tax can be done by executive order. Voiding the electricity contract simply requires a stipulation in the court case that I filed last year as to the facts involved in the negotiation of those contracts. The governor's chief negotiator was getting $200,000 a year in undisclosed income from Edison International while he was negotiating contracts, the purpose of which was to keep Edison's subsidiary out of bankruptcy. That is a condition that voids the contract.
But the
governor will not stipulate to those facts because it requires him to admit wrongdoing.
But the workers' comp is that's a big political question here.
You're absolutely right on that score. Yeah. That's why I will call a special session of the legislature. I'll give the legislature 30 days to act. At the end of those 30 days, if they fail to act, I'll take the issue to the people and let them explain to the voters why they failed to act while our job market was collapsing.
Let me ask you this: if your issues have appeal in California, there is the question of where you stand on social issues, and indeed where other Republicans stand. There's not a Republican in a statewide office, and most analysts think that's because the electorate generally is more liberal than the Republican Party in this state. How are you going to transcend that issue?
Well, first of all, I think you're seeing a political sea change occurring in California. 5 years ago, when I began the effort to abolish the car tax, we conducted extensive focus groups. And the last question asked in each focus group was, well, what kind of a politician would abolish the car tax, Republican or Democrat? The near unanimous answer around every one of those tables was, well, a Democrat would abolish the car tax because that helps working families like mine. Obviously, there's been a complete disconnect between the voters and the people they've been electing to office. One thing Gray Davis has accomplished has been to reconnect those voters to reality, and that is driving a political sea change in California.
Senator, You and Peter Ueberroth risk splitting the conservative vote. Do you worry that if Governor Davis is recalled, you might be a spoiler, throwing the election to Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante?
No, I don't believe that the people. That's why we have a campaign, is to sort all of this out, and the people are very capable of doing that. That's why we have elections. I don't believe that the people of California, having just voted to recall this governor for policies that have crippled our state and devastated our finances, are then going to turn right around and elect Cruz Bustamante to continue precisely those same policies. That's just not rational. I don't believe that will happen.
Okay. Just a final question here. You've been in politics for, what, more than 20 years now. This is what you've done with your working life.
Yep.
An awful lot of politics is presenting a kind of a picture of oneself to the voters. And sometimes you wonder, who's the person behind that picture? Who is this candidate, really? Who are you? And we just have half a minute left. There's not enough time to answer, but tell me.
Well, Lincoln put it best, and I feel the same way. He said, I've never had a political sentiment that didn't draw its roots from the Declaration of Independence. That's precisely my sentiment as well. I guess you could call me a Jeffersonian Republican.
All right. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us on Day to Day, Senator.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
California State Senator and gubernatorial recall candidate Tom McClintock. This is Day to Day from NPR News.